John, J-O-H-N, Hebert, H-E-B-E-R-T, 10, 14, 55, 69-year-old gentleman from Liberty, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, Texas. Works in a chemical, used to work in a chemical plant, heavy history of smoking and drinking in the past. He's single, he has 6 children. He has a history of a gunshot wound to the back, head, face, chest, upper extremity, lower extremity. Because of that, he lives in severe pain, period. Surgeries related to his gunshot wounds in the past. Medications includes Neurontin, vitamin D, Tylenol, Tramadol, Diclofenac, allergy, non-family history. Dad, mom died of diabetes, dad died of heat exhaustion, immunizations up to date. Review of system, he's short of breath at all times. He's weak, he's thin, he's in pain, he's lost weight, he has difficulty with ambulation because of his pain and his shortness of breath. He continues to smoke, but he says he's smoking a lot less, period. His vitals are 2 sats, 96%, 119 over 58, pulse is 78. On exam, 69-year-old gentleman, and mild respiratory distress. Patient's heart pulses, one pulses, 2 lungs, ronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows no JPD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with anglesia, neurological, non-focal. 69-year-old gentleman with COPD, chronic pain. Patient is on Tramadol, which is helping his pain, but could benefit from a better pain control or pain medication regimen or pain regimen to control his symptoms. He's already also on Diclofenac, and Tramadol, period. He's requires help with his ADL. He's able to control his bowel and bladder, period. He is tachycardic with any kind of activity and has increased shortness of breath with activity as well. Patient has a severe, has had multiple gunshot wounds and has required multiple surgeries in the past, which has left him in a debilitated state, along with his COPD, end-stage COPD. Thank you.